This presentation is brought to you by Riverwalk Media.
Your CEO, Steve Wallach.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you? Everyone doing good this morning? All right. We're going to get this morning started with my father lecturing and giving us kind of the updates and things. So if you would take your seats, if you would make sure your cell phones are on vibrate or silent or off. Okay. You know, yesterday the SVCMDs came up and they all got to give you a quote. And we all stood back there and we're all thinking of quotes. We didn't get to give you a quote. So I'm going to give you a quote this morning that reminds me of my father. All right, everybody take their seats if you would. Okay, so the quote I'm going to give you is from Babe Ruth. And one of my favorite Babe Ruth quotes that reminds me of my father is that it's awfully hard to beat a person that never quits. So think about that and how it relates to Dr. Wallach, right? I mean, here's a guy that definitely never quits. So what I want you guys to do is, on three, give a big hoo-ah, Doc, and give him a rousing round of applause, okay? So on three, one, two, three, hoo-ah, Doc!
Okay, thank you so much. And didn't the crew do a phenomenal job yesterday? Ooh! I'm so proud of everybody. People are coming from all over the world here, from Africa, from Europe, from South Pacific, countries I've never heard of. It's wonderful. And so I really, really appreciate everybody being here and appreciate your efforts to get up early in the morning to see this. I wanted to share with you this morning for a couple of hours, and then Sanjeev is going to do an interview with me and ask the questions you might ask. And so what I want to do is share with you the presentation that I gave to the United Nations August 7th. So let's get started. And good, I have a clock here. All right. So here we go. You've all seen this, 90 for life. Are they up there? There we go. Hoo-ah! Okay, yeah, some of this we can just get through because I was introducing it to the United Nations. And this is getting one of the plaques at the United Nations ambassadors. Very, very proud of that. Of course, that represents all of you. I couldn't do it by myself, so I can't thank you enough. Great team, great family. Hoo-ah! You've all seen that one. Now, this was the general theme of my presentation in the United Nations. For thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years, every century there's been thousands of failed medical theories. In the 20th century and 21st century is no different. We've had thousands of failed medical theories in the 20th and 21st century. We're going to go over some of the most egregious, okay, the ones that have killed billions of people. 5,000 years ago, when a doctor had a failed theory, he killed 10 people. Today, when a doctor has a failed theory, he kills a billion. You think about it. Let's start out with obesity. You know, the theory for 100 years has been that obesity is caused by eating too much and lack of exercise. That's the short version of it. And following that theory for 100 years in prevention of obesity, eating less, exercising more, treating obesity, exercising more, eating less, what happened? What did we get for that? We're number one! We became the number one obese nation in the world following that theory because obesity is due to a nutritional deficiency. We're going to go into more details in a minute. Type 2 diabetes is not a genetic disease. We're talking about the genetic theory now. Type 2 diabetes is caused by a single deficiency of a mineral. We've known that for 70 years. It's not like it's new. And we can make your church family, we can make your town, we can make your county, we can make your state, we can make your country type 2 diabetes free in 2 months if everybody would just do the same thing. So we're working with some of these small island nations to accomplish that. Cardiovascular disease has nothing to do with cholesterol and saturated fat. It was a sales campaign to sell a product, and we'll get into details on that in a minute too. Demonizing cholesterol and saturated fat was a sales campaign to sell a product. It's 1,000 miles from the truth. In fact, the deficiencies of cholesterol caused by getting on a cholesterol-deficient diet and a cholesterol-restricted diet and cholesterol-lowering drugs like statin drugs causes a shopping list full of diseases. Cholesterol deficiency disease, we'll get into them in a minute. And then arthritis is a simple mineral deficiency, except for rheumatoid arthritis. You throw in an infection, which we can kill with antibiotics in a couple of weeks, just like you can cure syphilis in a couple of weeks with penicillin. And then all you got to deal is with the damage to the joints, and it goes away very quickly. Back thousands and thousands of years ago, the average person, they'd see epidemics and horrible diseases which are written up in the Bible. Plagues killing millions of people. And they, of course, knew that it had something to do, that they had done something wrong and ticked off some evil spirit, or maybe ticked off God or something. And the cave drawings go back, these paintings are dated 28,000 years ago. I don't know if that's correct or not, but that's how they date them, 28,000 years ago. And they show shamans treating people. Astrology was around before organized religions. Today, still in the newspapers, you find the astrological charts, and there's people who are devout Christians who won't go out the door without looking at their astrological chart. I find that kind of amazing. This is the one that I love. You've all heard of witches and witchcraft. In the first couple of chapters of my new book, Epigenetics, you'll find quite a bit of information on this, because the whole witchcraft thing was driven by medical doctors. How do you get rid of your competition? You go to the church and you say, the church is supposed to be healing people, not Grandma Ruthie. Grandma Ruthie is using herbs like English hawthorn to cure congestive heart failure, or white willow bark to cure, or at least get rid of arthritis pain. And so the church would send out the Inquisition Committee and torture Grandma Ruthie until she confessed to being a witch. And then for her confession, they'd burn her at the stake. And the doctor was happy, went out and had a martini and played golf. And the theory, which was taught, this was still taught in 1920 in all the medical schools in the United States, is like 5,000-year-old theory. It goes back to the Egyptians. There's the five humors: blood, phlegm, urine, yellow bowel, and black bowel. And when you had a disease, whether it was an infectious disease, they didn't know that back then, but it was, you know, like a plague or an epidemic or arthritis or heart disease or stroke, they thought your humors were out of balance, and so they would do bloodletting. That's still taught in the United States today, bloodletting for certain diseases. I mean, they haven't advanced for 5,000 years. Dr. Schussler is the first one to relate diseases to mineral deficiencies. He was a German, and in the 1800s, he was a hospitalist, what we call him today. He was a medical doctor who worked for the hospitals, and he would burn the bodies, cremate the bodies of indigent patients. And nobody would pick up the bodies that, you know, people die in the hospital. He'd collected very detailed symptoms of them, and then he would do mineral analyses of their ashes. And after about 20 years, he had a list of all these minerals that he could give to people with those same symptoms and cure their disease based on that. This is some of them. It was calcium and fluorine and phosphorus, potassium, sulfur, silica, magnesium, chlorine. Isn't that amazing that he knew all that kind of stuff back in the 1800s by burning people's bodies, taking the ashes and correlating the ups and downs of the amount of these different minerals in their cremated ashes? Of course, the FDA moved from the very, very useful pyramid. That's a joke, obviously. They flattened the pyramid out to a plate. It's still the same information, it's just on a flat plate. I don't know what they did with that. The age of pharmaceuticals started with bear aspirin, white willow bark. People could chew on white willow bark. They made extracts. We have wonderful good herbs that deal with great herbal tinctures. And they're just so excited about those products. And they're plant medicines. These are the way God meant things to be. They're plant medicines. Okay? And then, of course, in 1914, the Rockefellers and the Carnegies got involved, and they actually created the AMA. They paid for the AMA to be created as a union for doctors. The first prescription drug in the United States was Coca-Cola. It was cocaine. It was originally cocaine and carbonated water. And when it became a prescription, because so many people liked it, the doctors want to control it. So they made a prescription, and so they took the cocaine out of the Coca-Cola and just added more caffeine and phosphoric acid and so forth. But that was one of the first prescription drugs in America, was Coca-Cola. The more common during the 30s and 40s, before there was Prozac for depression, medical doctors would prescribe cigarettes, tobacco, for people who were depressed. And when they learned that it had something to do, contributed to the increased risk of lung cancer, everybody sued the tobacco companies, and all the doctors who had prescribed cigarettes skulked away in the dark like cockroaches underneath a refrigerator. Today, doctors are overcharging patients by $1,000 because the Affordable Health Care Act pays. Doctors bill for surgery they didn't perform. They bill for cancer you don't have. And of course, you always hear, oh, I got an autoimmune disease. I've got candida. I've had yeast all my life. That's because the doctor doesn't know what you have. But insurance will pay. The one I love is Lyme's disease. I've got chronic Lyme's disease. Really? How long have you had Lyme's disease? For 25 years. Well, your doctor is using you for an ATM machine, dear. Because Lyme's disease is a bug, is curable in 2 weeks with an antibiotic. If you've had it longer for 2 weeks, your doctor should go to jail. It's an infectious disease, is cured with an antibiotic.